Hi, people. Welcome back to the True Tone Show. Today is going to be a recap of my interview with Jeff Jenkins. I hope you guys liked that one and you couldn't get enough and you want to come back and you want to get a little snippet of the goodies that happened in our conversation. Man, what an inspiration. Jeff Jenkins is great, great human. I can't wait to talk about what I took away. It's going to be a very, very short one, but stick with me. I'll see you guys on the other side. We are back. I'm so excited to have you guys. Thank you. Whatever you're doing, I appreciate you and your work and your life and checking out the show. Thank you for always checking out the show. It's inspiring. It helps me. It motivates me to keep going. So hope you guys are getting stuff out of it. Last week, I did an interview. That's right. One-on-one with Jeff Jenkins. He has his own show on Disney Plus. How crazy is that? He's been in Men's Health magazine. He's a model. Like, what? This guy is crushing it. Notice I didn't just say he's black and he's a bigger guy plus size. He's not letting that stop him from going out there and tackling the things that he enjoys in life. So I got three things I want to share with you guys, three clips. We'll talk about it. The first one is about his approach with others.
I am very intentional about the way that I interact with people. Mm-hmm. And one, I want people to one, have a good experience with me, not even in a people pleasing way. But I also say that, like, I think that when you're kind to people and you leave them with a good impression of you, mm-hmm. they will in return treat you with more kindness and also do it for others. So
what an amazing human. It's hard work to be kind. It's hard work to be intentional like that. You know, I know sometimes people look at nice people and they're like, oh, well, that's easy. He's so positive. No, it's not. It's just as hard to be positive all the time. Well, versus being negative. It's easy to be negative. You always could be negative. You know, it's like, it takes no effort. It feels like for some people. But I really appreciate this traveler, this historian in a way. And the reason why I call him a historian, because he's capturing people's history and he's revealing it to us on a big level with mega cameras and stuff. So it's beautiful. It was so kind of him to want black people to travel. And I know that may sound a little selfish, but when I say this, I really appreciate his ingenuity towards black people and like, yo, let's travel, let's get incentives going. So I really appreciate him for doing that. And there's a history on why black people don't like to travel, quote unquote slavery. Like, it's a real history. There's real ramifications of why people wouldn't want to do that. But he's doing it, he's showing you it, he's documenting it. And he said something that was really nice. You know, you can be smart about these countries you're going into. You don't have to just go into them and not know anything about it. So I really appreciate him for that.
I don't want to be away from my family. Oh, I might get kidnapped over there. And like, Instagram and stuff wasn't out during that time. And so I do believe that representation matters. Like, when people see themselves represented, they'll get out there and do it. And I think Instagram did that for the black travel movement. Mm-hmm. It did that for even the plus size travel movement. And mm-hmm. so, like, it's always a quest of mine. Like, I can only speak of my experiences. And one experience that I have as a black man, or a black person in a country, but then also as a plus size person in the country. So I'm always, those two are my themes. And to hear how many black people have come up to me and being like, bro, all right, I'm doing it. And it's been years now people have been doing that. Like,
that's awesome.
Like, man, I get them pictures of people being like, bro, I'm doing my Jeff Jenkins right now.
Yeah, and I hope that continues. And he is not ashamed to acknowledge that. He doesn't encourage, you know, obesity, but he wants to inspire people and take away the excuse of not doing what you have been wanting to do your whole life. Your gift, your talents is not an excuse to not try. And I really, really, really appreciate Jeff for being willing to even share that. You know, some people would not want to share that. So with that being said, I'm going to play this last clip and we're going to get out of here. I think this is it.
Telling somebody, maybe yesterday, she was like, oh, I'm so scared to go scuba diving. And I was like, you know what? It's okay to be scared, but don't let that keep you. Yeah. Don't let that be the reason why you don't go.
And that was in his response to taking the step, doing the thing. Have you noticed a pace in this conversation? Just go do it. Go do what you want to do in life. That's what I got from Jeff Jenkins. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about it. Get out of your comfort zone. He has such amazing quotes. Life happens when I stop and I leave and go into my comfort zone. When I leave my comfort zone, life starts where I leave my comfort zone. I thought that was a really good quote. And he's such a positive energy. I'm really thankful that he came on. He's a very busy person. He does give back. Let's show some love to this guy, you know? Let's show some love. Let's show some support. Maybe donate. He's another guy. Very, very true tone in nature. And I'm glad he was able to come on the show. And I really appreciate him, Jeff. Thank you for coming on the show. And you truly are an inspiration. It's wild. It's wild to see the growth in people, you know, just the growth and the willingness to let go of fear just to conquer anything, truly anything. So I encourage you guys, go listen to that episode. Thank you. If you're new here, thank you for coming and checking it out. This is what this is for, just to give you a snippet of what the show is about. There's a lot of gems in that episode. Go listen to it if you like it. Leave a comment. Hit me up on IG. Let me know how you felt about it. And I'll see you guys next week. Thank you again. Any guests you guys think I should get, keep emailing me. Tell them about me. Have them reach out. I definitely look at it. And I appreciate you guys always talking to me. And have a good one. And I'll see you guys next week. TrueTonePod@gmail.com. Peace. Do 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 do